According to Statec, the next indexation of wages, pensions and salaries will very likely take effect in May. Police are appealing for witnesses after a fight broke out between three people on Monday afternoon in Munsbach, with one person hospitalised after sustaining a stab wound. Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel has called on EU member states to stay united as they consider countermeasures to US tariffs. Meanwhile, China has vowed to fight to the end against fresh tariffs of 50% threatened by US President Trump, further aggravating a trade war that has already wiped trillions off global markets. Due to a train strike at Belgium's National Railway Company today, delays and cancellations are expected to affect trains operating between Luxembourg and Belgium. A massive fire has torn through one of Paris's largest recycling plants, sending thick smoke over the city and prompting authorities to urge the public to stay away. And the Luxembourg Veterinary and Food Administration has confirmed the first case of rabbit fever in the country. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's another sunny day throughout the country with glorious blue skies. After a chilly start, the mercury will quickly rise to 11 degrees by mid-morning and 15 to 16 degrees by the afternoon.